right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, July 23rd of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have an 11-game MLB main slate on this Tuesday here. For those of you who are new, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said here, going to get the SaberSim app pulled up, and we are going to jump right in here. Got two questions to get us started today, one from Sammy, one from Hemi here. We will start there, and then we will get to all the remaining questions before the end of the show. But if there's something on your mind, something that you've been meaning to ask, chances are somebody probably has the same question as well. So do both of you a favor and ask that question. But let's get started here. Question from Are there any new features that you can share? I would like to add some feature requests for it, if possible, to add passing efficiency for QBs, touches for running backs, and targets for wide receivers and tight ends. Thanks. Okay, so happy to take those feature requests back to the team here. As far as anything new, I don't have anything to share here at the moment. You know, not to say like everything is going to stay the same, but you can expect probably some changes and some updates over the next month here. You know, I think that our immediate priority right now is looking at college football and making sure that we're all set for the kickoff of college football coming up sooner than NFL. And then once we're all settled in with college football, then we will turn our attention towards NFL, which is right around the corner. And we will get ready for the NFL season, let you know of any adjustments to the model. We're going to have interviews, content, all of that coming here very, very soon as we lead up to the NFL season. So like the enthusiasm, team is, you know, still working and we still have some time. So we're not so worried about it. All right. Next question here. So if you are running 200 lineups and have four different contests, single entry, 3 max, 150 max, 20 max, can you add all contest sims, and how will you upload lineups with what setting, unique, rank, or random, or just sim one contest for all four contests? How should we approach this? Okay, so what I would do here, and let me just, you know, get a CSV here, even if it's not the exact same contest. We'll basically do a demo as if we were doing what you're describing. So let's say that, you know, I'm going to do this example just with a couple of like single entries here, and we'll just go from there. So let me get a couple entries here. 3 contests should be good enough for the example here. So what I'm going to do here, right, come over to my contests. I'm going to download my template file. And now I have these three contests, right? Well, we're going to imagine that these are, say, 150 max, a 20 max, and a 30 max, right? So we come in here, we create our contest sim for each. Say I'm playing the mini max. And then lastly here, let's say I'm playing a 3 max. And we will just do the $5 3 max. Seems fine. So then now when I go over to my build, go into my settings and open up my contest sim settings, I see that I have these three contest sims. I'm gonna build as if I'm building these all together in a single build here. So let me set up my build. And as far as like my build settings go, I would always just pick the biggest contest. So if my 150 max is 10 to 50K entries, I would stick with this, right? And I would just leave that for my biggest contest. And then now that I'm already, I'm going to build the lineups, right? So let's let these lineups run. And I'm just going to move some columns around while we wait. And right now we're just waiting for these 5,000 lineups to finish building so we can continue our demo. So let's just give the builder a second here. And then Andy, I see your question. We will talk about it at the tail end of this one. I think that's like a good segue there. All right, 5,000 lineups finishing up now. So once these lineups load, I'm going to kick off my contest sim, and then it's going to run those three contest sims all at once, right? All right, so lineups are loaded. Going to run the contest sim here. Now, basically, what I want to do here is I want to put the number of lineups in the My Lineups section on a contest by contest basis. So let's say that I want to start with the 3 max, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change my lineups to 3 here. And then I'm going to go through the builder once this contest sim finishes and find the 3 lineups that I want, right? So I'm going to go and change my sorting metric to the 5 tool 3 max risk adjusted ROI, let's say. And then now let's say I just want to play the top 3 lineups, right? I'm comfortable with the top 3 lineups. I like them and I want to play these, right? So what I would do now is I would go to save to my contests. I would uncheck the contests I do not need, like the 20 max and the 150 max. And then I would just fill the lineups into the one contest that is the 3 max. Now, it's not going to matter whether you use unique rank or unique random, because you're only filling them into the one entry. The one contest is checked, right? So because that one contest is checked, then you're fine, right? But if you want to, you know, it doesn't matter. So I'm just going to leave it at unique rank. Now I'm going to click save, and then the 3 lineups go into this one contest here. You're going to see the source update. So it'll tell you like, hey, what time you filled it. So that way, you know, like this has been changed. And then what I would do is come back to the build. I would trash these 3 lineups. That way they don't get used again. That way you are now putting a unique lineup into every entry. And then I would go and do my next contest, right? Like, okay, now I want to do the 20 max, right? So set my lineups to 20. Go and change your sorting metric from the 3 max to the solo shot. And then now that you've changed it, go and do the same thing, right? So, you know, adjust your lineups, mini uniques, whatever you want here. And then go to save to my contest. Uncheck the contest you've already saved. Go and check the new 20 max and then save that, right? And then you're going to get a new timestamp, right? 109. Okay, perfect. And then I would do the same exact thing for the 150 max. And then once I'm done with that, I would just make sure all the contests are checked. I would click download selected entries. The reason that you have to make sure they're all checked is because it's saying download selected entries. So if you don't select them all, then it will only download a subset of all of the contests in your list. So just use the mass uncheck check button to make sure all the contests are checked. Click download selected entries. You'll get your CSV, and then you go and upload that to the fantasy site. But that is the process I would be using. One, to make sure I'm getting a unique lineup in every entry. And then two, I'm using each contest's specific contest sim as I go through this process. All right. Good question there. Hope that demo helps. Next question here from Andy. Good afternoon. Is the mini uniques my risk preference? What do you recommend? Thank you. Okay, good question. So as far as mini uniques go, so basically what mini uniques is doing is it's guaranteeing that there are so many players different from every other lineup in your set of lineups, right? So Minionese is set to one by default. What does that mean? That means that we are not going to build you the same lineup twice in your pool. Every lineup that's built is going to have at least one player different from every other lineup. Now, that what that means is that two lineups could share 9 out of 10 players, right? These lineups could be exactly the same, except you just one for one swap your pitcher or something like that, right? So what that means is that your lineups are heavily correlated. If one lineup does good, then that means that, you know, your other lineups results are tied to that other lineup. This can be bad in DFS because DFS is so high variance that you want to spread out your risk. You don't want your lineups clustered in DFS because that could lead to very high negative ROI days. You know, in DFS, you are more likely to lose on a given day than you are to win. And, you know, when you're doing that, you're kind of compounding the effect it has on your losing by losing a higher ROI percentage. So what we recommend here is to spread out your risk. You know, you want your lineups and your contests and your standings to be more spread out. You want to see them across the standings rather than bunched together. So Minioniques does this by guaranteeing more and more players are different from every other lineup. What this does is this gives you a set of lineups that are closer to being neutrally correlated. The results of one lineup have less of an effect on the results of every other lineup in your set. And you'll see this in your standings, right? Your lineups will be more spread out. So as far as what the right number is, you know, we talk a lot about just different ways to kind of like identify what the right number is for you. One of the best ways is looking at your leverage column. So, you know, as you adjust your Minioniques, your exposures to players are typically going to go down. Your players and your player pool are typically going to go up. And then you're going to go further and further into your pool to find a set of I would always make sure that your last lineup is at a minimum 0% sim ROI. So neutral to positive sim ROI. You basically don't want to play lineups that are negative sim ROI. And then if you are not on the ultimate plan and you're on, you know, one of our other plans like pro, like standard, what I would do is try and stay within the top 25 to 50% of your pool. That's generally going to be a fine heuristic as to what lineups grade out better in your via Sabre score here. So if you're staying in the top 25 to 50% of your pool, I think that's a good benchmark to follow as well. But as far as finding the right number, right, what I would be doing is kind of looking at batters and pitchers a little bit separately here and just saying, hey, you know, my pitcher exposures, what do they look like? What do these leverages look like? Am I okay with the stands that SaberSim is taking? You know, as far as no more than 2 to 3x their ownership. So like, if Jose Soriano is projected for 23% ownership, then, you know, a good leverage to stay between is no more than like 2 to 3 times his ownership. So somewhere between 46% to 69, and considering he's at 50%, this seems okay, right? Same thing for Sale, 45% ownership. We have in 90% of our lineups right now, and we think that's okay, right? So Minioniques is going to help to smooth out these exposures, right? If we crank it up, say all the way to 8 here, our last lineup is, you know, ranked 680, still positive sim ROI. Soriano's exposure has come down, and SaberSim is basically saying, play Chris Sale at all costs and get really, really flat at some of these other positions, right? Which is a fine stance to take here. So it's definitely up to your preference. You got to figure out, you know, what number and exposures and leverages make the most sense to you. Match your at the end of the day there. So good question. Question from Kevin. Quick question. Are we ever going to get what hand a pitcher or batter is on SaberSim? Good question. I will let the team know that people are still asking for this here. I mean, team is making, you know, updates to things every day here. We just made a long requested PGA update today. In case you guys missed it, you guys play golf. Our live projections will adjust somebody's projection down to zero if they miss the cut. And we basically turn that off once a tournament finishes. You'll be able to see players' original projections. So some of this stuff moves a little slow. I apologize, but the team definitely wants to accommodate all of the different requests and feature requests that you guys mentioned. So I'll let the team know. People are still asking about handedness for baseball. All right, next question. I just got the contest sim edition. Can you show a quick way to do it? So the best way to set them up, right? The best way to set it up is to go to the contest tab, and then in your CSV, when you pull these in, you can right click on any contest and use add contest sim if the contest is a supported contest. Like, see, I just signed up for these free ones real quick just to do a demo, and they're not in the list, right? You could also do it from the all contest tab. So say you're playing, you know, the $1.20 max, like we were showing earlier. You come to the $1.20 max, you right click on it, you're going to get this add contest sim pop up here, which you can see a little better if I scroll up. And then once you click on this, it's going to auto fill in all the information for you. It's going to select the correct source for the field lineups. It's going to put in the contest size. It's going to do the math for the percent of first. It's going to do the math for the percent entries paid. And you don't need to do any of that, right? So that's how it works for most contests. And then once you click save, it'll auto-populate in your contest sim settings here. So when you go to your settings, you go down to contest sims. You're going to see that contest in this list, right? And I had already created a couple for the demo that we did earlier in the show. But they're going to be right here for you, right? And then all you need to do, you can create as many as you want. That's why there's also that add all button. Like if you have a list of, you know, 5-10 contests that you're playing, you can come in here and if you have multiple contests, there's going to be an option to add all contest sims, which will create a contest sim for each contest in your list automatically here. So then when you come to your build, you're going to see your contest sim settings. You're going to see all the sims that you created. And then all you have to do is click the run contest sim button once, and it's going to run them all at the same time for you. So in case you missed it at the beginning of the show, one of the first things that we did was basically show how to use multiple contest sims and the optimal way to fill your lineups appropriately. So basically use one contest sim, fill your lineups, use the next contest sim, fill your lineups, et cetera, et cetera. If you missed it, just rewind a little bit and you'll see that it was one of the first things we did when we signed on here. All right. Good questions there. Taking a peek in the Discord. No more questions there. Look like we're caught up in the YouTube chat, and we did do a build demo for today. So I think we're going to call it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.